This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One on Urkel.
Oh, when she like plays like hoop and it's like clearly not.
So like Larry Johnson was a very popular commercial, Reebok, I believe was the brand that he was selling at the time.
Right.
Grandmama was a character he developed, similar to the Kyrie old man one. And like that Hornets team, Alonzo, Muggsy Bogues, Larry Johnson, it was a beloved.
Was Larry Johnson the other guy that got his powers taken in Space Jam?
Yeah,
because it's always the one
Larry
guy.
Larry Johnson
was
a bad dude.
Who's that? Because it was Rick Smits,
Dutchman.
Yeah, Patrick Ewing, Muggsy, and then Charles Barkley and Larry Johnson.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
And Larry Johnson, you know, Stacey Augmon. There's a whole name game that you play when it comes to those players. But like the Hornets were a very popular team. Just in town.
I mean,
I've never met a Hornets
sick
team.
Yeah, I've never. Well, no, Charlotte, dude. Like they'd rather watch Duke and they'd rather watch UNC.
Yeah.
That's what they'd rather watch in Carolina.
Yeah.
Just like that anyone would rather watch, I don't know, Eastern Carolina football over the Carolina Panthers. Like, that's just the reality
over
there. Chris Johnson, CJ2K. 888-957-9570. You feel better about the Warriors' chances going forward after Saturday's performance? Or do you feel, if you were skeptical, Dubs fans, that one game change your mind or you need to see more going forward, Jimmy Butler? Because for me, I saw something. And the way that Steph was talking after the game is actually what sold me, Joe Shasky. And I want to hear more from him because you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We got 60 seconds Celebrini coming up here in about 5 or 6 minutes. You know, him saying opposites attract, I wasn't thinking about it like that way heading into it.
I like that.
But the more he talks and the more Jimmy talks,
Paul Abdul.
Right? I could not think. I think of her still as a American Idol judge.
Do you guys remember the video with the cartoon?
We were like
the opposites.
Oh yeah, we're my like
God.
2 years old.
I'm so old compared to you guys. I hate all of you.
Sorry.
You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
I saw Harry Connick Jr. performing yesterday. I was like, oh, that was another American Idol judge. Remember
that video rings a bell, Shasta.
You have no idea. My sister would bump Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson and then the Paula Abdul album. This is back in the tape days. She had it nonstop. In the boombox.
I think Family Guy made fun of that video, maybe.
You just said boombox, so there you go on that one.
What's wrong with boombox? What we used to call them.
Yeah, I know, but those don't exist anymore. If they do, I don't see them.
Yeah, they do. It's called your iPhone. It's literally like 1,000 things in one.
Well, that's an MP3 player in my phone, if we're going generations and generations.
But it's a track. Whoa. That was such a banger.
Speaking of that.
Play that song, Carter.
Speaking of that, Stephen Curry talked about Jimmy Butler and his ability to get to the line, and how that's going to be a game changer for this team.
It's huge, and as we keep going, you know, game by game, you'd hope to have a flurry like that where you open it up. But if the game's, you know, possession here, possession there, the momentum's going, not going your way, like that should be able to help us. Whether he's either getting to the line or finishing in the paint, again, he draws attention. And so if we're decisive and organized, it's hard to kind of take away everything. And I think the idea that he's like the exact opposite player of me, which is kind of funny, like, I'm shooting 16 threes. He shot one. Got to the free throw line a lot. He's dominating the paint. I'm dominating the outside and the perimeter. Guys working around us has the potential to be really, really fun.
It has the potential to be really fun. And I agree after watching Saturday. And the joy and the smiles that they had on their faces. I could not think of more polar opposite personalities and players. But you know what? Sometimes it works, Joe Shasky. Sometimes it does.
Look at this. Salt and vinegar chips. They just work.
I love me some salt and vinegar
right?
chips.
Like, well,
they're both kind of tough.
Peanut butter and jelly. You know?
They're both sweet. But
Kool-Aid
yes.
and sugar. Like, there's certain things that just work together.
I mean, isn't sugar, like, isn't Kool-Aid just sugar?
Well, Kool-Aid's a packet. Sugar, you add to it.
Okay, all right. I feel like they just add it all into one packet these days. You just
Well, they probably do. Yeah, but exactly. I'm talking about back in the day.
Tang, you remember that?
Oh, of course I do.
Love me some Tang.
Of course I do. Orange, man.
There you go. Sunny Delight.
You never seen the Dave Chappelle? Give me that orange drink.
No, the purple drink.
The purple
That's what
drink.
It was. Sonny, what's Sonny the Lion? I was the kid it's in the so back. Give me some of that
time.
Purple drink.
It's so all time.
Jimmy Butler.
And then your lips would be just completely stained purple.
Oh, the belt. I love Welch's grape soda and grape juice. It's the best.
Welch's white grape juice. There was a little boy that used to do the Welch's white grape juice commercial.
Not the white one. I like the purple. Butler. Talking
I like
about
the purple.
I do. Asked about, speaking of what, you see Jalen Hurts' fit yesterday, all purple. I was like, only you could pull that off. If I tried to put that on, I'd literally look like the Joker without the makeup on. Jimmy Butler asked about his head coach calling him a lion.
I appreciate it, but I think we got a lot of those lions. Draymond probably being the biggest one. He's always barking at somebody in a good way because he wants to win, and he wants to win every possession, and he wants to win every single game. Home, road, doesn't matter. And I like that. I like that fireness that everybody has. Tonight was one of many, so we want to get it rolling.
And Jimmy talking about, and Draymond Green, all due respect, if we're doing the animal hierarchy here, I like Jimmy as the lion, like Scar a little bit.
Oh!
I like Scar. He feels like he's been cast aside and he's going to get some revenge now. Obviously, it doesn't end well for Scar, so maybe it's a little different.
Well, technically, it doesn't end well for Mustafa.
Not Mustafa Ward. Mufasa.
Mufasa, excuse me.
Add that to the list.
What am I doing?
Add that to the list.
What am I doing? What am I doing?
Jesus Christ.
What am I doing? I was close.
Yeah, you were. That was close. Hey, you know? Juice was close to Juszczyk, I guess. Rushman was close. Rushman? Come on, guys.
Gui Sanchez, another
Gui
close
Sanchez.
One.
Gui Sanchez!
I never said Gui.
No, that was Big Smooth, our winner last year for mispronunciation.
Let's throw Gui Sanchez in there. Jonathan Kamingo.
Those are both
good.
AJ Anunoby might have been the all-timer.
Oh, my God.
Steiny said that one with so much conviction that I almost thought it was like that was his actual name. Because when you say something so confidently, it's like, wait. Is that right? But when someone says it so confidently, you just keep going with it in radio. I was not going to let the Mustafa slide, though. But
if we were going to power rank who got after it the most during a Super Bowl party, Steiny's power rank number one.
Really?
Because
I think he golfs during most of the Super Bowls.
That means he was getting after it afterwards.
After it the most.
100%.
What does Steiny look like when he's getting after it at a Super Bowl?
I don't know what Steiny's at. Like, I want to play with golf. Have you played golf with Steiny?
No.
I want to see what he's like out there because I'm like, some people are like IPA guys. I was like, no, like, give me some Coors Light. I'm not trying to get like faded when I'm playing golf. Like, that's not fun for me. Play a couple of Coors Lights or some Miller Lights. I'm not, maybe a High Life in there. I'm not mad at it.
The champagne of beers?
Yeah, dude, underrated as far as I'm concerned. Jimmy Butler, going back.
I mean, that's like 15-year-old me. Oh, the champagne of beers is so underrated.
We're 50. Okay.
And Mickey's.
We're 50 topics off what I was trying to get at with my Lion King perspective here. Draymond Green's not a lion. He's one of the hyenas that Jimmy's going to have to look after a little bit, all right? Because he gets into trouble a lot. The hyenas were going after little Simba, much like Draymond Green going at my guy, Buzelis, for some reason. Why are you going at that guy? Why are you throwing him to the ground?
Because some people just need an enemy at all times to fuel them. And I think that Draymond falls into that category.
Matis Buzelis is the guy that you go after?
I'm betting on him. I like him a lot.
I do too. Why are you going after him? Why not Kobe White? Why not Ayo Dosunmu? Josh Giddey.
Hey, Dosunmu got that fourth foul. That changed that game.
It did. Kobe White was sensational in that game, and no one's talking about it because what Steph did. And what did Steph do? He played the entire third quarter. Joe Shasky, the entirety of the third. This is what Steve Kerr had to say about that.
It was more just because Steph was rolling. I mean, I don't love playing him 12 straight, but he was just on fire, obviously. He just completely flipped the game. There was no way I was going to take him out. The big change, I think, in the fourth quarter was keeping Draymond out there and putting Quentin with Draymond and Jimmy and BP and Buddy. And that lineup was able to carry on that third quarter momentum. Quentin was fantastic. You know, he gives us that space five that opens up the floor. And it's, you know, watching Draymond and Jimmy together defensively is really, really something.
You know, one thing that I didn't have a good feel on was Vucevic. And we watched him now twice in a short period of time. I'm so out on that move. I'm glad they didn't make that move. A, I'm sure the cost was ridiculous. And then B, he just looks old and stiff and slow.
He is.
And now he can knock down a shot, but like there were a couple times he was trying to post up, and I was like, bro, that ain't the move here. No. What are you doing? And Quinn Post, although not a great defender and very young, dirt cheap in terms of the cost on a team with a lot of top-end salaries. You got to have some dirt cheap players. Like, Quinn could knock down shots. I like Quinn's shot. I would say, I mean, I know Buddy's a good shooter, like, in general. Like, that's how people view him. He is the worst good shooter of all time, number one. And number two, Quinn's shot just looks better off release than Buddy's.
Right now it does. Listen, we've all seen Buddy Hield. He can get hot with the best of them, so I'm not really I'm not willing to bury him totally yet. But to your point, right now, Quinton is a lot more confident in his three-point shot than Buddy Hield is in his. Now, Buddy Hield's a three-point shooter. He's going to continue to do it because that's what shooters do. They shoot. But sometimes it doesn't come back around. I mean, we saw with Klay Thompson, one of the greatest three-point shooters in the history of the sport. Sometimes, it, you know, it just fades.
Well,
and it doesn't come back.
He was very streaky.
Yes.
And I feel like Buddy, it's so like there's different kinds of shooters. Like some guys will go like 8 of 9 from three and then a bunch of games are like 2 of 8,
yeah,
3 of 8, whatever. And then they end up with like a 45% sure average. And you're like, ah, it's kind of all over the place. Like Buddy, I don't know how he gets to his averages because he is so wildly inconsistent.
Do we have 60 seconds, Celebrini? You want to do that? Some Sharkies? Sure, we can squeeze some Sharkies in here before we get back to Jimmy Butler and the Golden State Warriors, who take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. But 60 seconds Celebrini, there you go.
Who's got better teal, the Hornets or the Sharks?
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Shoot, star!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, on the final game before the Four Nations faceoff break, the Sharks got walloped by the Stars 8-3 on Saturday night. Celebrini did assist William Eklund on the opening goal to give the Sharks a brief 1-0 lead, but it obviously would not stand. Macklin Celebrini after the game talking about what he wants to improve on going forward.
Our coaches preach on it, and I take full responsibility. I'm giving up too many pucks. I'm trying to make a play, but sometimes it's not there. And I mean, it's a team like that, they quick transition, and coaches have told us that can't get away pucks against teams like that. And I mean, I did, and that's something that I gotta learn to be better with. I think all in all, I think we need to kind of clean that up. But I mean, that starts with me. I wasn't good enough.
Sounds like he's addressing the classroom as a sophomore in high school with no confidence.
He's 18.
I know. He sounds so young.
He was literally just in high school.
He literally could be my son.
Guys, Macklin enters the break second amongst all rookies in points with 40 behind Boston U teammate Lane Hutson of Montreal. And he is tops among all rookies with 17 goals scored. There's your 60 seconds to Celebrini.
Is he a lock for Rookie of the Year at this point, Sam?
Feel like he's got to be, okay, right? Like, that's give the Sharks something, right? No, Sharks dead last right now in the NHL, but it is what it is.
And to your point, and thank you, Sam, for that update, I'd take the Hornets jerseys, their throwbacks, over the Sharks throwbacks, but I like the black Shark jerseys. I think that's a top five jersey
with
in the Bay
white
area.
With the white laces at the top. They are pretty sweet.
Those are sick.
Yeah,
I'm a sucker for a black jersey.
They need to go back to the old logo though, just the simplistic old logo.
I love that.
It is just
the simplicity. There's good and bad with it. As we were at the break, the old school ones just define it so much better. Like the Jacksonville Jaguars jaguar, just simple.
Yeah,
just.
Speaking
clean,
of bad,
elegant.
How about the score bug yesterday?
Oh my God.
We didn't talk about this. You guys didn't play Nintendo, I'm sure, because you guys are all really young.
Be nuts.
There would be games like Double Dribble where they'd have fake teams and fake names and be like SF versus LA, you know? That's what that looked like yesterday. It looked like a Nintendo non-licensed video game.
And we're going to get into that on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Dub Nation is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
What up, Pods? You on fire? Boyd Banks? I'm not mad at that. Little G-Unit. We've been having a lot of fun this Monday. I know Niner fans haven't had a lot of fun these last 48 hours because the Philadelphia Eagles are now world champions. The Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, have their second L in the Super Bowl. there's a lot still. And we can get into some of our little, like, loose ends on the Super Bowl here and this hour, Joe Shasky, because I know your thoughts on the score bug. I have some thoughts on some of the, you know, broadcasting itself, the pre and post game, some very odd things that were happening, Tom Brady, how he did with Kevin Burkhart, all of that. And 888-957-9570. We're breaking down right now Jimmy Butler's debut as a Golden State Warrior, and it was a spectacular debut. It didn't start great, but it finished amazing. 7-12 on the floor for him. Got to the line 13 times, made 11 of those free throws, 25 points, 4 assists. Stephen Curry goes vintage Steph, 10-19, 8-16 from beyond the arc, 34 points for the Chef, 6 assists. And off the bench, the guy we just heard from, Brandon Pajemski, 7-11, 16 points for Pods, 7 assists as well. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, and if you don't, you should. We have a slam dunk contest in Vegas going on right now. Check this out. Someone's going to win travel and accommodations for 4 to Las Vegas and $20,000. That's right, $20K. You'll be staying at Circa, the premium sports viewing destination in downtown Las Vegas. And Circa also has the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball championship. Winning is so easy. Just download the free Odyssey app now, log in, and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. Remember, this is a national contest, so download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. What would you do with $20K in Vegas, Joe Shasky? Right now, would you make a big bet right now?
What would I do with $20,000 in Vegas?
You have to use it in Vegas. I'm telling you, you have to use it in Vegas. You can't come back with it.
Man, that's a great question.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I'd probably bet against the Dodgers winning it all.
Okay. What's the odds on that? It can't be that.
I don't know, but
Dodgers,
I find it.
Is it Dodgers against the field right now? Is that even an option? You're taking the field?
Yeah, I would take the field.
I think they're getting back Kike Hernandez. Do you love Kike? He's coming back to the Dodger blue.
Yeah. Love the Dodgers.
They're so stacked. Hey, who's more primed to go back-to-back, the Dodgers or the Eagles?
Eagles.
Sure.
Yeah, baseball, it was so difficult. They almost lost to the freaking Padres.
Well, the Eagles almost lost to the Rams.
I mean, we just saw the Chiefs go back-to-back.
We did.
Haven't seen a Major League Baseball team go back-to-back since the Yanks.
It's true.
Almost 25 years ago.
Teams go back-to-back but not win it. Who's gone back? The Royals?
Yep.
Right? That's the one. Yep. Is there anyone else? Rangers. They lost 2 back-to-back. Yeah. That was tough. I think that's it. You're right. Yeah.
So
I mean, the Yankees going back to back, but losing. Obviously.
Cardinals went to so many in a row. Right. Or not in a row, but they went to so many. They lost to the Red Sox. They won a couple.
That's what those Giants run so crazy too. As we're going to be talking about Giants here sooner rather than later, because pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow for some teams around Major League Baseball. Them going series, not the playoffs. Series, not the playoffs, and then World Series again.
It was also a byproduct of the particular time where only, you know, a couple teams made it in. And
correct.
So, you know, it's just so different.
So different.
I was thinking, you know, you're asking about the slam dunk contest. I was thinking about, like, some of my favorite All-Star moments. I know we're getting geared up for the All-Star game, but just...
Are you geared up for the All-Star? Real quick. All-Star game, like, that's coming up, and it's like...
Couch viewer, yes.
The buzz, though, like, this is...
Not there.
Which sucks because it's at Chase Center. Like, is it going to pick up here in the next coming days? Like, come on. Like, this is a big deal. The NBA just dominated Super Bowl week. You'd think there'd be some momentum. The Super Bowl itself was an absolute snoozer. Jimmy Butler, what he does, like, NBA has a real good chance right here to capture an audience, especially locally. Like,
yeah, but you're not doing it with Mac McClung in the dunk contest.
Hey, my guy Buzelis, though, I'm rooting for him now. I'm big Buzelis guy.
Can I just give you who was in the dunk contest in 2000 when it was the last time it was in the Bay Area? Can I just give it to you?
Please.
Vince Carter, Ricky Davis, Stevie Franchise, a.k.a. Steve Francis, Larry Hughes, Tracy McGrady,
T-Mac,
and Jerry Stackhouse.
Who's now an assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, if I just said Vince Carter by himself, that would have been enough for most people. Stack, McGrady, Franchise, Ricky Davis. Like, are you kidding me?
Yep. And then the all-time meme, it's over. It's over.
And then let me give you the three-point shooting contest. Hornacek, Dirk, Ray Allen, Mike Bibby, Terry Porter, Hubert Davis, Allen Iverson, and Bob Sura.
That's pretty good. I mean, you have how many Hall of Famers there already?
Dog.
Yeah, Allen Iverson, Dirk, who else?
Sorry, the whole thing went like, you know,
it's all right. Too late. That's two of them.
Hornacek, yeah, Jeff Dirk, good. Ray Allen.
Ray Allen, Hall of Famer.
Mike Bibby. Terry Porter, who is so underrated.
Yeah.
Hubert Davis. And I just think of shooting, I think of Hubert Davis. Allen Iverson and Bobby Surra.
Hey, Mike Bibby was huge. Like, when I, because Mike Bibby.
Because of the roids or back in the day?
As post. Hey, I didn't say that. That was
I thought NBA players don't do steroids.
No. Well, that was post his career. He bulked up.
Sure.
I used to love Mike Bibby, though. Like, 9, 8-year-old, like 10-year-old, like our generation, Sam Carter and I. He had the headband.
Oh, Bibby was sick.
It was fun. Like, those Kings teams were really fun. Until they weren't, because they lost to the Lakers, and, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah.
The scandal, this,
well,
that,
you
the
know,
other.
The refs.
Oh, you know, the refs, yeah, this, that, and the other. Speaking of the refs weren't a problem yesterday.
That and Robert
game.
Horry.
Hey, you know, get a rebound, right? Don't smack it out. Go get the rebound.
One last thing. As
refs weren't a problem yesterday, by the way, in the Super Bowl.
Joe, I have to read this. Starting lineups for the West and the East.
Please.
2000 at Oracle, okay? J. Kidd, hometown hero.
Damn.
Kobe, KG, Duncan, and Shaq.
Oh, that's an all-time lineup.
That's incredible.
Right there.
Okay, and here's your East. AI, Eddie Jones, who was so underrated from that era. He was sick on Miami, sick on the Lakers. Vince Carter, Grant Hill, and Alonzo Mourning.
Wow.
Let me give you the benches.
I mean, the West absolutely blows that out of the water, but
I'm not
there's
done.
Some names there.
Listen to the West's bench. Michael Finley, who you guys didn't even know who Michael Finley was.
I do, but yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah. Gary Payton, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Rasheed Wallace, Chris Webber, David Robinson, and Phil Jackson's your coach.
Oh, my God.
And then the reserves for the East.
The size on that West team is outrageous.
That might be one of the greatest teams of all. Yes. That could go up against the Dream Team.
That team right now could dominate.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Ray Allen off the bench, Allen Houston, Reggie Miller, Stackhouse, Dale Davis, the Million Dollar Man, Glenn Robinson, Dikembe Mutombo with Van Gundy coaching.
Wow. And Dale Davis, obviously, the father of Trace Jackson Davis.
Bro, come on.
Again, does anyone realize the All-Star Game is, you know, coming up here in San Francisco? And they're doing, like, the celebrity practices at Oracle, right? Or Old Oracle, excuse me, now Oakland Arena in Oakland. So that's pretty cool. They're trying to unite the Bay. It's San Francisco, obviously. Oakland, there's still some hard feelings about diehard Oakland Warriors fans.
I get it.
But, hey, the whole thing's about celebrating the Bay Area right now, and I would like to see, and maybe it's up to us, Joe Shasky, maybe it's up to us to, you know, pump this thing up here. We are the home of the Golden State Warriors. Like, let's pump this thing up. Let's go.
There's a variety of feelings on this. Steph basically said he's not going to participate in the three-point shootout.
How do you feel about that?
Well, on one level, he is a hurt. Like, I get it. He's hurt. The amount of people I tweeted it out, now he's got to hurt them in a knee. Like, I'm well aware. I cover this team every day. I have an idea that a guy with a bandage on his thumb clearly has a thumb injury and a knee injury. Like, I've been watching all your people. Not sure if you know this. But number two.
But don't play in the All-Star game real quick.
That was my next point.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
If you're going to take the weekend off and be an ambassador of the region and the area, then take the whole weekend off. Like, if that's truly what you do. Or I would rather him participate in just the three-point shootout as opposed to the game. I remember when the San Francisco Giants hosted the All-Star game in 2007, and it was at the end of Bonds' career. It was his final year in the league, and he didn't participate in the home run derby. And it was like, Barry, you do it for us. The fans, like, we would rather you be in the home run derby than you be in the actual game itself. Just my personal opinion. Maybe people disagree with me on that, but that really bummed me out. And I get it. I get why Steph's not going to do it. But, like, of all the things, like, if you asked me, and this is just my opinion, and I'm curious what the fans think, would you rather him do just the 3-point shootout or just the game? I don't really even care about the game. Like, I would rather him just do the three. It's the signature event for the signature player who I think of signaturely shooting threes at his home arena that he basically built.
It's the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the sport at his home court. Yeah, I would like him to be a part of that.
That's all. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not angry. I'm not triggered by it. I'm just kind of bummed.
I'm disappointed.
Like, for the kids and, like, the kid in me, I want to see the greatest shooter of all time just participate in that one. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. 888-957-9570. 9570 is the number. Richie's out in Queens. He has thoughts on the NBA All-Star All-Star game, I should say. Richie, what's up, man? You're on with Spadoni and Chasky.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
What's up, buddy?
You know, just one quick comment, Jeff. You know, Giants fan, should have signed Grichik. That's all I want to say. Get a left fielder and a little pop right-handed hitter would have been nice for the Giants.
Yeah.
That's all I want to talk about that. Yeah. With the NBA, you know, I go back 60 years. I have not watched an NBA, NHL, or an NFL All-Star game in 30 years.
What?
The point about Steph... I have no use for them. I think it's the only one I watch and I love is baseball. It's a guy on the mound and a guy throwing home runs and now trying to get anybody out. The rest of it is just a show joke. I have no use for it. And whether I'm wrong or right, that's how I stick to my guns with it. I love the 3-point contest because that's an individual trying to actually win out there.
Yes.
You know, and not having Steph there, who's one of my favorite players, you know, I was always hoping the Knicks would have gotten him. That's another story. But he's been such a showcase and such a face of the NBA, and not to for him, and whether it's injury, I mean, could you just get out there for like 20 minutes? I don't know if that injury really is going to hurt him, but yeah, I would love to see him. But you guys really, I got to ask, are you guys into the NBA All-Star game? I mean,
I used to be I was a kid, but I also understand it's like the whole weekend is really not for me at this point in my life. It's for the younger generation, and I acknowledge that, but I still get a kick out of Saturday night.
Thanks, Richie.
Saturday night is fun for me because I find it to be a display of the awesomeness of the athleticism of the league. And the dunk competition for me at its core is, hey, we're at the park. And my boy can grab rim or do whatever. He can dunk with a tennis ball. And then you see someone who can actually dunk. Part of the beauty and the charm is going back to its roots. And I always, one of the first events that lured me into the NBA was Dominique and Jordan and the highlight packages that my cousins would show. My cousin Big Joey, who had the VHS, the air up there with Jordan and all that. Like him versus Neek is a seminal moment in my fandom of the NBA.
Same. But in regards to Kobe versus LeBron for me, that's what it was. It was Kobe going up against LeBron, and Kobe took it seriously, so that made LeBron take it seriously. And that there was like a fun aspect to it. Now, is he going balls to the wall 100%? No, but he is locking up LeBron, and it's fun because you look back and some of those matchups, Kobe blocks him twice, or he's playing hard defense on him late. Like, that was fun for me when I was in high school, right? Now, I don't really care about the game. It's more like we just witnessed in the Super Bowl, and the All-Star game's not the Super Bowl. It's way different. But it is a celebration of the area and the city. Like, that's what it should be. Mm-hmm. You're celebrating that. I don't really give a damn about the game or any of that. But you should be celebrating the city.
The region.
Yes. And I don't feel like that's a thing now. It hasn't started yet. So hopefully we're going to see that as the week goes on. But we just saw New Orleans come away looking so great from that Super Bowl
America
week.
The Beautiful.
It was awesome.
That rendition was awesome.
It was great.
I don't know about you guys. I thought it was, that felt like, oh, we're in New Orleans.
And I thought Jean-Baptiste, you know, the composer and the artist, like, I thought he did a great job with the national anthem.
I thought so too.
I know Carter's pissed because he had the under in the time and he had to say the word three different times. Carter. He's still shaking his
head.
That
was insane. He did the same line three times over. I would have hit easily had he done it twice.
Got to do your research, homie. God, you got to do a different rendition.
Carter. I went back and watched him do a national anthem, actually, his research, and he did the under. God.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did it on a piano, yeah.
Carter, wow, that's incredible.
He's so bad. He also had the blue Gatorade, for those who don't know, degenerate gambler Carter in the back, technical producer extraordinaire.
What was the Gatorade?
It was yellow. It was yellow Gatorade.
Oh, my
which
God.
Is the favorite. Yeah, it was the favorite. Never go with the favorite. He had tails, though.
This is Gatorade. Like the commercial.
All time.
Like it's just
with
all time.
With the glass bottle.
Yeah, it's just all
naturally,
time.
We called it Gatorade.
Gatorade.
We can put a bow on this conversation, though. Any more Super Bowl thoughts? We got 20 minutes left here before Fast Five. 888-957-9570. Jimmy Butler had his debut as a Golden State Warrior. How did you feel about that, Warriors fans? When you were watching that game and you saw Steph doing what he was doing on top of Jimmy Buckets heading to the line, putting the team on his back at times as well. He might have to do that tonight against the Bucks, where Steph Curry is questionable. He might not play tonight. Jimmy Butler, hey, we'll see how in shape he is right now because he hasn't really played a lot lately. See how his cardio is holding up. No Giannis for the Bucks. That's an older Bucks team as well. I'm looking at Quentin Post. I'm looking at Brandon Pajemski. I'm looking at Moses Moody. I'm looking at the young guys. Can they give me a little bit more? And Quentin Post, and you mentioned this, Joe Shasky. He's like, when's the last time the Warriors blew out a team? Well, they blew up this same Chicago Bulls team a couple weeks ago on January 23rd. 131-106 back in January 23rd.
Wow.
Quinn Post had 20 points in that game. That was kind of his coming out party. Remember that?
No.
No, you clearly. No, because the day after it, you compared him to Brian Cardinal, I think.
Well, no, that's Gui Santos.
Oh, it's Gui Santos. Oh,
Gui
okay.
Santos is, I said, what is, how do you say the custodian in Brazilian?
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
I think it's Portuguese.
Let's throw Gui Sanchez in there.
I think in Brazil they speak Portuguese. I could
yes,
be wrong.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes,
so how do you say custodian in Portuguese?
888-957-9570. Let's ask Tony in Oakland. Tony! She's back. She took a 1 week off. I think she's still reeling. She's like, wait, Bonte Hill's out of here? Joe Spadoni's in here? What the hell is going on, Tony?
Well, fellow Paisan, right? The Italian one, and then the two Italian DCs were dueling, right?
That's right. Fangio.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing,
and
Tony? They're taking over.
You know, our teams could be making. Why didn't the Warriors try for Luka? I mean, and then Mark Davis. I hear through the grapevine, you know, with the Raiders. I mean, the dude's been. Someone's been listening to my takes. And what do? They tried to get Belichick and then Carroll. Right now, they have Carroll. What was I saying? We should get these people because the Yorks cannot size up anyone, and people. You know, the ones in charge hire people just like them. I mean, it's just, what do you think about that?
Hey, Tony,
I don't even know what you said.
Tony, real quick.
So it's hard for me to have an idea of what I think about
that.
Tony,
how much of a better coach is Nick Sirianni over Kyle Shanahan right now?
Oh, my God. Well, you just have to see. All you got to do, these guys are great athletes. Very little divides an athlete from an athlete. And Sirianni gives them the Italian charm, right? What's his name? Shanahan's a computer nerd. He has no charm. He doesn't give them the X factor. That's the whole deal here. You see how Sirianni, I've been saying the Italian for how long now? I mean, the dude's got it. You got to get charismatic people in there that can give it to the players, and then they'll perform.
Yeah, but Mangini was Italian, and he's terrible.
And we'll talk about
it. Well, not all Italians. That's what I'm saying. You've got to have someone in there that can read. You know, I was out watching the game. We were watching some bar, I forget what it's called, in Danville.
Oh,
and,
Danville.
You know, I was stalking these guys, and they didn't like Buck.
Wait, you were stalking guys?
No, she was at the bar. Pay attention. Don't cut her off. Continue, Tony.
I'm trying to follow along.
Yeah, and so anyway, they made fun of, they said, oh, they didn't like Bonte. I go, what do you mean? Bonte's the one who feels the zone and knows when someone has it, the way you guys don't.
Oh, no, those are the people at the bar, you were saying. They didn't have the zone. They didn't have the X factor.
Yeah, because they were making fun of Bonte.
Oh,
and
that's
I
not
say,
cool.
No, Bonte has the stuff. But you got to be able to mirror the light with someone to know this. You know, it's like being in love. They've probably never been in love, so they don't know the feel, right? Yeah.
I've been in love.
Hey, thank you, Tony. That's Tony in Oakland. I'm in love whenever she calls to the Morning Roast. She always is welcome on this show, as far as I'm concerned. Bonte Hill bestowed that X factor upon me, and now I'm taking it upon myself to, you know, speak upon it to the rest of the Bay Area. As a fellow Paisan and Italian, I'm very happy for Nick Sirianni, for, you know, Steve Spagnuolo, for getting to that level. And you know what? Vic Fangio as well. Maybe Jalen Hurts part Italian. Who knows? Look it up.
Big Dom. God.
Oh, yeah, Big Dom. That's right.
God, I hate DeSandro. That guy so
How many sandwiches do you think are named after him? The DeSandro? It's probably a sandwich, a Philly
the DeSandwich.
Oh, that's Sam. That's a five. God, he's brilliant back there. I needed that in my life.
Think how big that sandwich would be if it's named after Big Dom.
Are you kidding me?
Like, there's no way you're just, like, biting into
What's that grinder sandwich called where it's all the cold cuts? You got the red wine vinegar.
The heart attack.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want head cheese, and I want mortadella and all that. And head cheese is not cheese. It's actually meat. You don't even want to know what it is. It's disgusting.
Sounds like it's going to be on the cheese sandwich.
Let's just put it this way. It's from parts of different animals you don't even want to know.
I don't mind. I've eaten haggis before.
I'm out on tripe.
Stomach lining, tripe, all that. That's good stuff for me. What is that? Menudo? That's the traditional? Yeah. I love that stuff. Alex is in Atlanta. He wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Alex? Long time no talk. What's up, bro?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Look, first of all, great weekend getting to see Kansas City get exposed like bad credit during Toyota-thon. So that was fantastic. Secondly, tripe is delicious, Joe. Don't knock it. You got to give it another shot. But, you know, right now, guys, cautiously optimistic about the whole Jimmy Butler situation. You did have to make a rather substantial comeback against a very bad and gutted Chicago team. But at the same time, you know, Butler is doing exactly what you'd want a player like Jimmy Butler to do for this team. He's penetrating and getting into the paint. He's scoring inside. He's getting to the foul line and making his foul shots. That's something you didn't get from Andrew Wiggins and haven't gotten yet from Jonathan Kuminga this season, so I'm optimistic there. Still a little worried about, you know, what the Warriors' defense looks like, you know, having to give up all those role players because, you know, they were getting blown out by Chicago until Curry put on his Superman cape in the third. But, you know, you got a Dallas team coming up that's going to be without AD. You've got a Milwaukee team tonight that's probably going to be without Giannis. So, again, those should be two wins, but cautious optimism right now.
Yeah, and with no AD, you know, I mean, who could have saw that coming?
I mean, that's just brutal.
All of us.
I mean, Nico Harrison, I mean, he thought the medicals were great. They looked fine, this, that, and the other, and, you know, that's what happens. That's the risk in that. If you're Nico Harrison and you're alluding to the adductor strain of Anthony Davis, he's going to be out for at least a month, maybe indefinitely at this point.
A month, bro. Like, you traded, wow.
And that helps the Warriors, because if you just go to the standings right now, you look at the Western Conference, you know, the Mavericks are only one ahead of you in the loss column. They have two more wins than you, but they're the eighth seed right now. They can go free falling. Shout out Tom Petty here in a second. You don't know what you're going to get with the Kings, the Suns. I feel like they're destined, like, all of a sudden, one game in one weekend could change everything, Joe Shasky.
There's not a doubt in my mind that could change everything.
I'm feeling, you know, more optimistic about just the play-in, and maybe, just maybe, they could do something. Now, it's going to be tough to get to the sixth spot, I think, because I do think the two rules.
No, get in the box.
Just get in the box.
Get in the box, the Warriors. Get in the box.
Get in the game.
You bring up Dallas. Obviously, Anthony Davis being out for a month is, at minimum, is a huge deal for the Warriors, and just the whole West in general. Also, like, Kyrie Irving has a player option at the end of the year. He could easily opt out and basically choose where he wants to go.
And does he want to be teammates again with maybe a Luka Doncic? Does he want to be teammates with LeBron James again? Does he want to go to, I don't know, another contender, right? Does he want to go to Miami? Does he want to try to finagle there and see what's going on over there in Miami? But to your point, things change quickly. That's why it still doesn't make sense for all the people that said, oh, you know, the Mavericks, they could be title contenders next 3 years. Yeah, if Anthony Davis stays healthy. Like, that's the reason why the Lakers moved off of him for Luka. Age, man.
And Luka is more healthy than AD and has been.
Yes.
Luka plays 35. This is his averages as an NBA player. 35 minutes a game, averages 67 games a year.
Expected to make his debut tonight at Crypto.com Arena, by the way, as the play host of the Utah Jazz. I cannot think of a more, you know, generous landing spot to make your debut. Jazz at Lakers, 7:30 tip tonight. We'll be watching both those games. What time we got? Warriors, Bucks tonight. As we have that right here at 95.7 The Game. Coverage starts at 4 o'clock with Warriors Live. Tip off at 5, again, right here on 95.7 The Game. Joe Shasky, what are you looking for tonight with potentially no Steph? Like, I'm interested to see what Jimmy Buckets could do as the number one. Yes, I'd love for Steph to play, but part of the reason you got this move is that Steph is going to be out for some of these games, just like Jimmy is going to be out for some games with load managing. And they got to, you know, make sure they time it so both those guys aren't out on a given night. That's going to be another one of those machinations if you're Dunleavy and Kerr trying to, you know, fill out that roster on a given night and given week. But I'm very curious to see what Jimmy can do with Draymond, with Pods, with some of these young guys in getting accustomed to the game. Because it's one thing if I'm playing with Steph, and he's just going to drop 40 or 30 or whatever, and he's just going insane. Yeah, it's kind of easy, right? It's like, all right, just get out of the way. Steph, do your thing. Now the focus is going to be on you, Jimmy. How much of a facilitator can you be? How much of, you know, when the going gets tough, if they go on a little bit of a run, can you slow things down for the young guys? Because that's one thing that this team has missed when Steph's not out there. It's like they're chickens with their heads cut off at times. I need Jimmy to be that calming voice and veteran presence today. That he's been with the Miami Heat, with the likes of a Tyler Hero, the Duncan Robinsons, guys like that.
Do you think the general consensus from Warriors fans, because they don't watch a lot of Heat games and stuff, wow, Jimmy's better than I thought?
I think so.
I do too.
I just don't think they knew what they were getting from Jimmy, and I think the performance calmed a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
If I was a nerd, yes.
And to me, the way he was, the facial expressions and the way he was, like, forget the on-court stuff. Like, the way he was interacting with Curry in between timeouts and stuff and Draymond, like, and seeing Draymond and him like yell at each other in a good way was just, I mean, I thought Fitz was going to blow his top off in a good way. Like, he was so excited.
Jimmy talked about that after the game.
I mean, he's telling me what he sees, and I'm telling him what I see. Hell, I don't know too many of the plays right now anyway, so he's definitely telling me where to go on the floor. I'm grateful. He's shown me so much grace and understanding that I am new here, even though I've been around the league for so long. He's showing me the way, and I'm very thankful for Draymond.
For somebody that I thought was a ball stopper, I thought that in this game, he moved the ball a lot quicker. Look, you got to remember, on that particular Miami team, he had to kind of stick with the ball a little, because like Tyler wants to dribble a lot. Duncan Robinson's catch and shoot.
Yep.
Bam don't really want to dribble and shoot too much. Like, he'll catch it at the elbow and take a couple
He's
dribbles.
He's living in the paint.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, they had Gabe Vincent prior, beforehand.
Struess, your boy.
But Vincent's not your prototypical point guard or anything like that. I don't know. So Jimmy was by nature a guy who was going to have the ball stick in his hands. I thought his ability to like make the ball hop, 3, 4, 5 dribbles, jump stop, kick. Like, he did a really good job. And I thought GP2 and some of the other players around him, I mentioned Gee earlier, cutting to the lane without the ball, putting pressure on the rim, and having, you know, guys who were defending them off ball kind of fall asleep because they had to turn around and face guard Jimmy. Man, he brings a lot to the table. I love it. I love this move.
By the way, Warriors are wrapping up their shoot around at the Fiserv Forum. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Steph was participating.
Let's go. We'll see. Need to stack W's.
If Steph plays tonight, you have to
stack them.
You have to like their chances. No Giannis. Is Dame going to do anything? I'm not sure. Ben's in Berkeley, though. He has some thoughts on the NBA All-Star game, Jimmy Butler, Super Bowl, all that. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man? You're on Spadoni and Chasky.
Oh, thanks a lot. You guys are doing a great job today, obviously, like usual. Jimmy Butler, you guys are right. Us Warrior fans, he looks a lot strong. He's stronger than we all thought. He just looks stronger on the court. He fits in well with the Warriors. Like you guys are saying, he's going to take the ball to the hoop. And hopefully tonight with the other unit and Steph out, everyone can get comfortable with, you know, cutting to the hoop, dunking, attack the rim, get to the free throw line. And then when Steph comes back, that'll be the second unit, so to speak, like in the playoffs when Steph has to take a break and get some, you know, get some oxygen. So Jimmy will be like the quarterback. And speaking of quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, you guys are right. I think the Eagles look primed to go back-to-back, definitely. I mean, that guy, God, he was a second-rounder in the NFL. All he did was win at Oklahoma and Alabama. He's won a whole bunch of games there in Philadelphia. It definitely looks like next year is going to be his year again. Even with the Dodgers, you guys are right. They look like they're going to definitely repeat, and which is sad for us Giant fans. But as far as the All-Star game here in Oakland, it's awesome. And you guys are right. J.R. Wright and Jason Kidd at the point guard with Shaq. That's an unstoppable team. Gary Payton on the bench. Look how much Oakland had to represent with J. Kidd and Gary Payton, two of the best ambassadors Absolutely. Of Oakland that anybody's ever seen. And I just want to give a shout-out to J. Kidd at St. Joe's. We were all on the same baseball team back in the day. Nice. That guy was better than and I saw Kobe, Shaq, and Magic at UCLA playing a pickup game against Baron Davis. And Baron Davis went up to dunk on Kobe. They were playing one-on-one, and then Kobe came down a little bit, and Baron Davis just dunked all over him. It was awesome, man. And Matt Barnes was there, too. A lot of good times. J.R. Ryder came to my house and ripped my hoop down back in the day here in Alameda. It was the greatest day of my life. Thanks to Tony Tenorio and Jared Keller for bringing him over.
This is a randomest call.
Hey, Ben, appreciate it, bro. How many names did you just drop in there?
Dude, that was an all-time.
20 Hall of Famers?
That was flooding back here with all the water drops.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Ben, great name, by the way. Name of my son, Benjamin. Very strong name. So I just want to get that out there.
It is a very, except Ben Solo.
Yeah, well, I don't acknowledge the sequel trilogy as canon. It doesn't exist.
All right, so I was very insecure Friday night as we were about to wrap up the show. Carter, this is your opportunity to address the elephant in the room and explain to Spadoni and Sam what I'm like as a CYO coach.
Okay, real quick, explain what Friday happened.
Friday night was our playoff game.
Okay.
I took a bunch of kids that most of them I coached from kindergarten or third grade all the way through eighth grade. We lost in overtime.
Okay, eighth grade right now, how old are they?
Well, 8th grade, 14, okay. 13, right, 14.
So not in high school yet.
No.
Okay.
And for a lot of these guys, it might be their final CYO basketball game. Or just basketball game.
Different schools, too.
They'll probably all go in different directions. Yeah. And we lost to San Francisco Day. Great game. Great game. Carter shows up with his girl. And, it was intense.
Well, I'd be glad to share that in Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
The floor is yours.
I caught it.
I went to Jaskie's game on Friday night. Honestly, he has quite a team. Best quarter of defense I've ever seen in CYO in the first quarter. The score was 19-3, okay? And then slowly, SF Day crept back.
Yeah.
By the end of it, I kept saying to Sierra, this is going to overtime. You watch. This is going to overtime.
I pulled the Shanahan.
Yeah, he did. Big time Shanahan. Yeah.
Did you know the rules?
Oh, I knew the rules.
That's good. All right, so you didn't pull a Shanahan.
Yeah, they kind of got worn out at the end of the first quarter. Shasky was pointing and screaming every play, all the sets, and he kind of slowed that down in the second. I told him, you got to keep that intensity up because they got their intensity dropped kind of too.
I can't hit shots for them, Carter.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
It was a slow, painful death. There's a scene in Saving Private Ryan where the knife is slowly going into the guy's heart. Yep. It's like, that's what was happening to me on the sidelines.
And Upham just watching the whole time.
And then Dunleavy walked out like he saw it coming, you know?
He just left. He just left. Have a good night.
He just left.
By the way, this is Xfinity Fast Five, where we give our final thoughts of the show. Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now. There's a lot happening right now. Debo Samuel asking for a trade. Jimmy Butler looking like it's going to work in Golden State. The Eagles, as you said, look primed to go back to back.
I hate them.
There's a lot happening. Oh, by the way, the Chiefs just got absolutely humbled. Shout out Kendrick Lamar, who Joe Shasky wasn't a fan of the halftime performance. I thought it was okay. I think all halftime performances are whack in general. I think concerts in general are overrated. That's a hot take of mine. So there's that.
Steve Miller Band at the Fillmore is not whack. Like, the venue and the artist matters. Yeah. Up in Smoke in the prime back in the early 2000s at the Mountain View. What is it called?
Shoreline.
Thank you, Shoreline. All time.
I've seen Steve Miller Band at Shoreline with Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers opening.
That's a good one.
So there's that.
There's many great concerts. It's got to be the right setting.
It doesn't do anything for me. I'd rather either play some video games or watch another sport of some sort.
I got to get out, dog.
I do get out. I work out at the gym that's in my apartment building. I just walk across the parking lot. That's me getting outside.
That's clutch.
That's it. Clutch sports.
Going from one part of your building to another, that's getting out.
Well, I go to the outside for like 10 seconds when I'm walking out there. So
I go to the outside. I allow myself to breathe some air.
I am a vampire right now. It's tough.
Oh, my God.
Because it's sunny outside, but it's still so damn cold. It's like 38 degrees
out. The last 2 days in San Francisco were beautiful.
Yeah, but it's been cold.
No, it's not. You got to get out and you got to move around a little, bud.
No.
It was beautiful.
This sounds like a no-duh thing, but like when you walk around in the sun, like it does warm up a lot more than you would think.
But it's Superman
been windy
was
in the East Bay, though. It's been like a little windy and chilly.
Nice yesterday. My final thought is I picked Doritos for the best commercial, and I was woofully disappointed.
Seal.
I'm curious. The Seal commercial. What's everyone's best commercial?
There was one that got to me as a father a daughter, where it was like a Google Pixel commercial, I think it was. Oh. But it was like anytime it's the dad going from a start to finish, from raising them
to them
saying goodbye. My daughter is like 2 years old. But like the fast forward of everything, like it almost put a tear to my eye. It was very sad and emotional. So there you go, in a good way, right?
Yeah,
you get there too. It's like you don't want to think about college, but sooner or later you can drop off at preschool. It's gonna be like,
well, the NIL program. We're gonna be seeing who's gonna pay for LJ school.
Yeah, this guy's gonna have no problem going through parents,
but not really.
Yeah, how much of the baby wipes are they gonna cover? Are we gonna get a sponsorship by Charmin? Oh, yeah, what are we doing here? Yeah, there you go.
Dude,
the potty training.
The baby wipes are clutch, bro.
Get ready for the potty training, by the way. That's coming.
My guy's already going to have accuracy like Buddy Hield. I already know, dude. So like, he hits his first shot and then misses his next 10.
Well, no. They start to sit on it first before you get... You can't go all the way to, A-level of coaching there.
Oh, yeah.
Standing up and doing it? No.
Got to ease them in.
Exactly.
Possibly.
Got to sit down. All right? What are we talking about here?
I don't even know.
Super Bowl commercials.
I don't even know. What was your favorite one, Carter?
I liked the Google Pixel one that was about Hog Island Oyster, just because I could relate to it. I didn't think they were all that funny this year. The Seal one was probably my favorite.
It was
as
very
far
disturbing,
as
the Seal one. Let's keep it a buck. The that Seal one creeped me out. Also, great all-time song, Kiss from a Rose. That is also the theme song for Batman 3 with Val Kilmer.
Kiss from a Rose.
I don't know what was going on that Dunkin' commercial, but I liked it.
The Dunkin' one?
I laughed.
It was good.
I have no idea what's going on, but when Jeremy Strong came out of the tub, it's like, this is ridiculous.
Belichick
I love
his girlfriend right now.
Hey, for real, that was like a big topic at the house. A lot of the women not happy with Belichick at the house, thinking it's some creepy stuff going on there. It's too big of an age gap.
Both,
just telling you what the ladies were saying.
Adults. I'm just, I don't know. It is, I don't. Out of my pay. If she's consenting, if she's
he's
fine with it,
75.
She clearly doesn't care, and we all know why she doesn't care. But we're all afraid to say it, and I'm not going to because this is
Anna Nicole Smith on line one.
I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about it. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Goo are coming up next. It's going to be sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Here, 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayOilChange.com.